Good morning. Wow, we're a little sparse this morning. Would you join me in prayer? Gracious and most holy God, we are so grateful for the freedoms we have to gather and to worship you, Lord, and to praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this time together as your family. We're thankful, Lord, for the gift of salvation and eternal life. We're thankful, Lord, for your word. Speak into us this morning, Lord. Open our hearts and minds for what you have for us and fill this place with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. We remind you of the prayer cards right in front of you in the chairs. Fill them out with praises and or prayer requests, and they'll be gathered up and prayed over and announced, and then they'll be taken home. And then we'll lay them up here, and then you can come up and gather them and take them home with you and pray for those prayer requests throughout the week. That way you know your prayer requests are being prayed for, not only by an individual, but also by the church, because Brock will take pictures of them and we'll get them out there. Anything else that I'm forgetting? Praise team.
Good morning, church. It's good to be back with you again. Would you stand and sing with us?
Thank you.
seated. Good morning. All right, let's see what's coming. Oh, Tuesday night, 6 p.m. here at the church, prayer. Friday night, 6 p.m. here at the church is the Romans Bible study. Brock's not watching.
Don't look at me.
Come on. All right, February 2nd, that is next Sunday, that is our informational business meeting after service. There will be no after service classes, but we will still be meeting in the morning for the A Crucified Life study at 8:45. And just so you know, I am late every Sunday morning for that class. So if you're running behind and you think you shouldn't come, come anyways, because I do it. And there are extra books. It's good stuff. We just finished the first chapter. We're on chapter 2. It's really good stuff. Good discussions. February 8th is a Saturday. That is our next ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m. here at the church. We have a guest speaker. Bring your favorite dish to pass or a dish to pass. It doesn't have to be your favorite necessarily. But come for fellowship. If for some reason you're running behind, and you don't have time to make something, there's always plenty, so come anyways. We would rather have you there than not. All right, this is new and exciting, hot off the presses. February 15th, that's a Saturday, we are having a chili cook-off here at the church, 5:30 p.m. So enter your chili to see if it's the best or not. We are going to play games afterward. What? Oh, there is a prize for the best chili. So put your, get cooking. That's what Martha said. And we're going to play some games afterwards, kind of like a game night. I'm excited because I didn't get to come to New Year's Eve. So please join us. Invite your friends, family. February 15th, 5:30. Our next day of hope is February 17th. That's a Monday, 2 p.m. That's also here at the church. Be here by 1:45 if you would like to serve. Last Monday, we had a lot of help. It was awesome. I was able to be there. The truck came early. I kind of felt like maybe I wasn't needed. Not that anybody made me feel. There was a lot of people there. It's good to have a lot of help, but it also sometimes makes people feel like they're not needed. You are needed, and it was a holiday. But I am going to put a sign up in the foyer, like a physical sign up, so that people can see if there's a need or, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if it'll help or not. I tried the sign up genius. That didn't work, so we'll try a physical sign up so that... I mean, more hands is always better, right? It didn't fall on just one person. There was lots of people there, but it was cold. It was really cold. So be looking for that sign up if you're interested. March 15th, that is a Saturday. That is the next 360 conference. More details to come, but I would highly encourage you to go. It's a wonderful time of fellowship and worship and learning. April 5th is a Saturday. That is the Women's Conference in Indiana. See Lorene if you're interested in being a part of that. April 12th, that is our next Easter egg hunt at Faholo at noon. I'm struggling. I need to have meetings, but we got all these awesome classes going after service, so I'm not sure when to have that meeting. So maybe the first couple, I will just send out a blanket email for those that, I don't know, and ask for when, because I mean, are you willing to come after in the evening? I don't know. After your classes, I could come back. I'm just not sure. So I will figure something out.
Do you have the slide for the July women's thing?
No, I didn't get that one on there.
Okay. There is another women's conference coming up. Is it July? I think it's July. But so it's in the kitchen, but if you would like more information on that, that is in DeWitt, I believe. So it's a little closer, not all the way to Indiana. But sometimes it's fun to go all the way to Indiana. So just saying. June 13th. Thank you, Mindy. 13th through the 15th. There's information in the kitchen. Brock, did I forget anything?
No, I think
that's
pretty much
just it. Just my stuff?
Yep.
All right. If you have not checked in, please do so now. Text the word check to 517-522-4062. Brock, are most people checking in? Yeah? Cool. Some people can't. I mean, that's okay. I can help with that. I like to help. Text your children. Don't text your children. You should probably just check them into their classrooms. That's easier. And then don't forget to come get them after service. Yeah. All right. I need some helpers. Do I have any help? I see some helpers. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely assistants will pick them up.
Sorry, getting organized here. Is there anything that did not get passed in or did not get written down that you would like to take a moment to share or praise God or a word of testimony? Candy. This is your friend's daughter?
Friend's sister.
What's her name?
Ginger.
Thank you. Does she know you? Does she know the Lord? Do you know? Okay. Go ahead, Gary. Jessica.
I have a friend of a friend. Her name is Amanda, and she was just diagnosed with colon cancer just this last week after a routine colonoscopy. She's a mom of kids, and it's just a lot of uncertainty. She's starting to pray for her. We don't know any stages or anything yet, but just interrupting prayer.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we want to give you praise for your faithfulness. You are moving and operating in the earth. You are also looking for those who will join you and cooperate with you as kingdom laborers. And Lord, it's... excuse me. I think that you wait to hear from us. You wait for us to partner with you as we cry out to you for your will to be done in this earth. And we cry, kingdom come, will be done on earth here in these circumstances as it has already been done for them in heaven, as the verb tense suggests in the Greek. So we cry out for your will, for your highest good. Lord, I firmly believe that it is the enemy that comes to break through and steal and kill and destroy. And Jesus said, I came to give you life. I came to give you abundant life. So, Lord, we cry out for your abundant life in these situations that seem so hard and disastrous to our human understanding. I lift up to you Candy's friend, Sister Ginger, who just received this unbelievable news. Father, yet your word says, don't look to the report of man, but see, what does God say? What do I say of you? So we don't know Ginger, but we are lifting up to you this stranger in our midst, knowing that you love her, that you know the plans you have for her, Lord. And I don't believe those plans include cancer. So I just come against this cancer in her body, and I come against this report. And we want to proclaim life over her. Lord, we ask for wisdom. As she has been told, there's nothing to do. Maybe that's a good thing, Lord. We just hand it over to you and ask that you would accomplish a miracle. And you chose to work through people in the Old Testament. You chose to work through infertility so that people would point to you and say, only God. So just pray over Ginger, Lord. Let your power and might show. We come against these cancer cells. Cancel them in Jesus' name. We pluck you out. We say no. Give life to Ginger. Let them, everyone involved, see a miracle. Excuse me. Father, we pray the same things for Jessica's friend Amanda, who is a mother of young kids. She's received this report of colon cancer. Again, we say, what do you say about her, Lord? Maybe your health report is quite a bit different than the doctor's. We just speak life and healing over her and ask that you would help her to draw near to you in this troubling, uncertain time. She would draw strength and truth and wisdom. Father, we thank you for Gary's hip that is feeling great and healing. Thank you so much for your faithfulness there displayed. I have several unspokens here, one for the Sharkies, one for Mindy's family. Father, you know the need. I'm always reminded of that song, you know our need. You see each silent tear that falls. You hear us when we call. You've already gone before us and behind us, preparing our green pastures. We thank you that you are in their midst. You are carrying them. Gentle shepherd, I just lift up each need, each unseen need, and cry out on my brothers and sisters' behalf. That you would use these circumstances to help them see their need for you. Help us all to see that our striving is really a form of works. And you want us to come to the end of ourselves. You want us to see that we can't anymore. Only you can. We thank you for that. Lord, I lift up this request from a young boy, Bowen. Together, all of us, we're praying for the people of California. I don't know the status of the fire, but there's a brother that lives near the area, so we just pray for your protection. Psalm 91. Promise of protection, Lord, that you would just hide them in the secret place of the Most High, that no danger would come near their dwelling. And we thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign and that you can snuff out that fire with one word. So we're just asking you. We're crying out for your mercy there. Lord, we want to lift up Jan and her many needs to you. Father, we thank you for her wonderful church family that has come around her so magnificently and lovingly and repeatedly lifting them up. Thank you that you had your hands on Bob this whole time, Lord. We thank you and praise you that he did not lose his life to this infection. Thank you for the medical team doing their best for his highest good. We ask for continued healing there. We ask that you would restore Bob on many levels, that he would do great with his physical therapy and eventual prosthetic. Lord, I also pray for his spirits. I'm sure he's discouraged, frustrated. I have no idea what that feels like. Father, I just ask that you would shepherd his heart in these difficult moments and give Jan the strength that she needs to be a support system and there's a new physical learning curve here. And Father, we also want to cry out to you for Megan, who is going through more testing and awaiting results on January 31st. Lord, we cry out to you for a good report that you would quell her fears. Lord, you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a strong mind. I ask that you would use these circumstances to draw her even closer to your side, to help her to trust you and know that you love her and that you're carrying her. And we do come against the cancer in her body and say no more. We just pluck it out. In the name of Jesus, we toss it into the sea and we cry out for a good health report, Lord. We thank you for walking with her on this cancer journey. Father, we praise you for Tracy's mom returning home after 9 weeks of lots of health problems and lots of physical therapy. And oh my goodness, just I don't know if it was a breathing tube or a feeding tube or whatever, but this is just a miraculous turnaround. Thank you for all the ways in which you healed on different levels. And praise you for her extended life. And finally, Lord, we lift up to you Mike's mom, who endured a stroke this past week and now is having problems seeing, and she's dealing with fear now. God, I want to thank you because you say, in all things, give thanks, for this is the perfect will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I thank you that you love Marianne. I thank you that she has lived 96, 97 years. I thank you for Mike and all the work that he does for her. Lord, just come around that situation. Just pour out your mercy, your patience, your loving kindness. Minister to her heart at this time. Lord, there's so many more things we could go on and on. I thank you for hearing us. I thank you that we lay out our requests before you with eager anticipation. We need you. Lord, we need you every hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Please stand with us.
Oh my. Oh, my soul.
deserve the glory. Help us to praise you in all things, for you are working all things for our good, and you are good. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
All right, our stewardship moment. Seems like such a little thing. I was just sitting there thinking, look up on the stage and I see all the talent and all the work and all the preparation that goes into leading worship. And I'm going to sit up here and talk for a couple minutes. Seems like such a little thing. God doesn't measure it that way, right? In preschool, so everything I ever learned, I learned in preschool. Now I get to relearn some of it by helping with preschool out here. But exactly. So we have a memory verse, and it goes, and I don't have any of my preschoolers out here. I was hoping Brody would be here to help me. And we incorporate some sign language into it. I'm going to get this wrong because I only did it once, and I'm not sure I did it right the first time. But it starts out. Look, we show like we're opening the Bible, right? Luke chapter 16, verse 10, and it reads, whoever, and there's some handling, is that whoever is faithful in very little will also be is also faithful in very much. So when we think of that, or quite often we think of that, and we think about taking care of the stuff we have, and we're going to get more stuff, right? That's not the intent here, and there's a couple things that make me say that. That's a really worldly view, and for one thing, it's not always a great motivator. I was thinking about that. God blessed me with two great children. If I'm really faithful in taking care of these children, I'm not thinking, boy, hope I get 20, right? That's not where my mind is. At work, I got to be a supervisor. Three people. It's like, oh, you did a great job. Now here's 10. That wasn't exactly a reward in my mind. So it's not a great motivator. If we back up here in verse 9, right before that, this is Jesus speaking. And I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. So unrighteous wealth. I did a little bit of digging. Best I can come up with is that's worldly stuff, right? So use your worldly stuff to make godly friends. And be a good steward of that. It's more than just making friends, right? It's being a good steward. It's using God's resources, these resources God put you in charge of, to further His objectives or goals. And then it says, so that when it fails, it doesn't say if it fails, if you lose this stuff, right? You're going to lose it. It's going to come to an end. You're going to give it up. They may receive you into eternal dwellings. Now that sure sounds like eternal life to me. It's got nothing to do with what you're getting here on earth. So the reward is not more unrighteous wealth. It's eternal wealth. And our motivation, it's really about motivation. What is my motivation to take care of these things that I'm given? In our stewardship, I mentioned this last week, just because we're good stewards doesn't make us good Christians. But if we're good Christians and we love the Lord, we're going to be good stewards. So what it looks like on the outside is not necessarily what's reflective of the inside. But if it's inside, it's going to look that way on the outside. So with that, I just, as we take up the offering this morning, again, I just wanted you to think about what your stewardship looks like, what God's shared with you, and how, not necessarily how good a job you did with it. We all fail and come up short. But what's my motivation for doing a good job with it? And with that, I'll ask Ryan and Nathan to come up. And why don't you pray with me? Father God, we do come right here together in your name, Lord. And I just pray that each one of us would encourage each other and be lifted up and encouraged, because we all love you. And we're all in a different spot in this journey. And we all are blessed. Whether it looks like little or looks like a lot, we're blessed. And I just ask for that encouragement, that embrace of yours that just makes us want to serve and be the good stewards that you've designed us to be, and put forth the good works that you've prepared ahead for us. And we all take a moment here and realize that you have given, and just ask that you would bless that which is given back, that little bit today. We know that you don't need it, but you'll multiply it, you'll use it, and we get to be part of just a greater work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go, come up, sit down. Wait for the rest of them to come in here. I'll let you guys get out.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I just didn't want to be stepped on, if you want to be truthful about it. You're going to get swapped. Oh, he's down for the count. You can sit down. Good morning. How are you all today? Good. I want you to know something. There were a lot of you missing last week, and I am very grateful that you are here. I know we're still missing a few. So we're going to pray for them today, right? And we're going to tell them, four. Wow. Who's crying?
The doll.
Oh. he twists the arm and then it cries and he laughs. He gets that from his dad. Well, I just want you to know that we are grateful for you.
Amen.
And we need to remember that when someone's missing, we need to let them know that they were missed, right? Right? And we need to remember to thank them for being here. And we thank all of you for bringing them in. Because I know what it takes to get up in the morning and get a couple kids ready to go. It's peaceful and easy, and they get right out of bed and get dressed without any difficulties. Yeah. No. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kiddos, Lord. I just praise you for them. They are a blessing. And Lord, they are here, and they have a purpose to be here. And Lord, we pray for those who couldn't make it in today. We ask, Lord, your blessings upon them of healing and wholeness, and that they, Lord, would know that they are loved and missed as well. So we thank you for these kids, and we thank you for those that couldn't make it, and we pray your blessings upon each and every one of them, whether they're here or at home. Help them, Lord, to grow in the grace and knowledge of who you are, that they will know, Lord, that they serve a purpose in being here, that they are just as much a part of the church as everyone that's still sitting. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go to class. Thank you.
Go ahead and stand with us.
There are a lot of prayer cards up here that didn't get taken today. Come and pick one up and pray. God loves you and He wants what's best for you. And He wants you to get through what you're going through right now. God is with you. God loves you. And He will help you and enable you to get where He needs you to be each and every day. Lean into Him. And He will help you through the suffering. Would you join me in prayer? Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, You are God. You are Savior, You are King, You are Redeemer. You give us strength, You empower us, You enable us, and You are right there in the midst of the things we are going through. So Lord, right now I pray for Your strength, I pray for your presence in a mighty way amongst this congregation, amongst those who are home listening, that you would enable us, Lord, to be the people you've called us to be right where you planted us, that we would grow, Lord, that you would help us, because your word says you will, as we walk with you, as we trust in you, as we are submissive, Lord, to you. We love you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the food and the fellowship that we're about to partake in. And we ask your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.